nightstand right next to that Diet Mountain Dew. Amen. Yeah, that's really not far. I haven't drank a diet since Christmas. Isn't that great? Huh? Yeah, diet water is all I have. You ought to watch those waitresses when you ask for diet water. It really puzzles them for a minute. Huh? Yeah, like them fat-free corn dogs. Amen. All right, we're going to talk today. Got it. Okay, the note up here. We ain't got through our announcements yet. All right, Homecoming 217 Loggy Bottom Pentecostal Church, July 23rd through 28th, and 217, Reverend David Horton will be preaching their homecoming on the 23rd. Dinner following, capital D in that. No Sunday evening service, 24th through the 8th at 7, Reverend L.D. Savage. Refreshments following each service. Pastor Johnny Rex Ward. And it's got his phone number if you need it down there. And y'all know where it's at. It's on the Dismal River, but over at Whitewood. But after this, it won't be too dismal, right? Praise the Lord. So keep this in mind. Let's go to the book of Mark. Praise the Lord. I love the Word of God, don't you? There's a verse that says in the last days that people would heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. You ever think about that verse? You know, they want, you know, is anybody, now this may not be real deep, but do you know what an itching ear generates? Does anybody know if your ear is itching, what do you do? Scratch. You're just never really satisfied. That's why they just kept heaping teacher, itching ears, want to hear something new, something different, something amazing. And they'll just walk away from the word. I tell you, this is amazing. Somebody say amen. Does this excite you? I'm not trying to pump you up. I'm not into that. That's just a waste of time. But I want to tell you, I love this book. It has kept me alive spiritually. It has kept me alive for these 40 plus years. And it's still alive. I'm telling you, when I sit down and get my old wore out Bible that I like to study out of, but anyway, it is a joy to me to pull that out and start looking, amen, at what the Bible said. Yes, sir. I want you to look with me in Mark's gospel, and we're going to go in. We talked to you a couple Sundays back about a daughter's dilemma, a desperation. A daughter in desperation. How many knows her daddy's name? Jairus' daughter. Anybody know how old this little girl was? She was 12. Isn't it kind of ironic that the lady had the issue of blood for 12? Brother Steve mentioned that. And then 12 years, this child was going to die. Oh boy, I feel like preaching to you a little this morning. You know, in the midst from the daughter's desperation to the daughter's deliverance. That's where we're at here this morning, on the daughter's deliverance. Praise God. In between, on Christ's journey to Jairus' house where his daughter lay sick and dying. Last Sunday, I believe it was, we talked about the woman that touched the Lord, amen, from behind, on the lowest part of his garment, and became healed. He looked at her, see that verse, and he says to her, amen, daughter, thy faith, verse 34, 5. Daughter, thy faith. I want you to get that this morning. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Boy, isn't that wonderful words this morning? How many like to hear that this morning in your life? Amen, daughter, amen. That right there is enough to shout a while on. The Lord called her daughter, amen. Daughter, amen, thy faith hath made thee whole. Praise God. Isn't that incredible? Praise God, the faith this woman had. What was, and I'm going into the lesson here, but what was it that exemplified such faith in her? Where did that come from? Well, I mean, what was her actions? What was her idea, her mentality? She tried physicians, and you know, really, I don't think the Lord rebuked her one time for that, did he? It just didn't work. How many knows physicians are humans, and humans aren't perfect? Amen? But when she'd spent all she could had, brother, sometimes that's where we've got to get to. We've got to be busted. How many was busted when you came to the Lord? I'm not talking about two nickels. I'm talking about, amen, trying everything, helpless, at the end of our road. Anybody ever been there besides me? Could I tell you the Lord loves an underdog? He's sympathetic with those that are in trouble and are vulnerable. How many knows that? I sat there and looked at my little old mother-in-law laying there yesterday, and just, oh, my heart was just broke for her, and my mind raced back to these 42 years of living next door to her, and I just thought about the Lord and how he was concerned. And you know the medical world, they've got their system, and what they go through, they send her onto hospice house, and they're going, you know what, they're just going to wait till she dies. She can't eat, and they're not going to feed her. They're just, you know, how many knows that's the routine? But you know something? If somehow by the grace of God, amen, we can get her trusting in the Lord for her eternal future, boy, in just a few days, she's going to have it made. Can you say amen? You don't believe that, do you? You don't believe God's that good? Huh? He looked at this little woman, and she had touched the hem of his garment, and he looked around and said, you know, he could have said, well, yeah, right, run out of money and come running to me. Yeah. Tried all them other doctors. Yeah. All them things you've done trying to get better. Yeah. Now you're on to me. He didn't say that, did he? Praise God. She just touched the hem of his garment. Amen. And she was made whole from that day forward. Praise God. How many believes in divine healing here this morning? I'm going to pick up right here. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house. Are y'all with me? Reading with me? Verse number 35. Thy daughter is dead. Here's what they said. It said they came from Jairus' house, met him in the way, and said, thy daughter is dead. Hey, do y'all know of any sadder sentence than that in the world? Huh? Somebody meet you in the hallway, meet you, amen, in the road, and say, thy daughter is dead. Boy, that's pretty blunt. Or deceased or gone home. Thy daughter is dead. And then they said this. Notice the attitude of these people. They said, thy daughter is dead. And then they asked this. They said, why troubleth the master any further? I want to ask you something. What would ever give us the audacity to take care of the Lord's business for him? Huh? This person, whoever brought this news, they didn't have the concept of what the Lord really felt about it. Are y'all with me here? You may have a problem this morning, and you're hearing a lot of voices, so you might as well just hush. Amen. That problem's already dead, and you, there's no need to pray about it anymore. Did they not realize that Jairus was walking down the road with the resurrection and the life? Somebody say amen. Y'all going to help me? I know Sunday morning's a little tough. Stay awake. Amen. But just if you close your eyes and leave your ears open, okay? Praise God. I want to preach to us a little. amen, about our Savior and the Son of God, amen, in faith, praise the Lord. But I'll tell you what, amen, they told Jesus, amen, this girl is dead, but brother, he didn't buy it. Amen, somebody say amen. You say, was she rotten really dead? I'm going to tell you, when Jesus Christ is around, is anybody really dead? You ain't helping me, are you? Somebody help this preacher. Amen. You say, I prayed about this thing. Amen. Listen, it looks like it's an impossibility. Amen. You might as well quit bothering the master. I want to ask you something here this morning. Amen. Is our needs bothering the master? Does he have time for us? Does he have compassion for us? Oh, stay with me a little bit, but I want you to notice we're not living. Jesus said, this world is not our home. Amen. If this was my kingdom, then I would fight. Amen. But we're working on a different plane. And these people, amen, were Jairus' acquaintance, no doubt. And they had sat by the little girl's bed until she gave up the ghost and she had no pulse. And that's the end of the journey. Amen. But oh, amen, it was not the end for Jesus. Y'all with me? Now, I want you to notice this. Oh, I love this. I hope somebody will listen for 15 minutes. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he hears all words, don't he? Don't trouble the master any further. It's no trouble. It's no trouble. It's no trouble for the Lord. Your troubles are not trouble for him. Are you with me? How many believe this? I want you to listen to what he says. I want y'all to go in verse 36. When he heard the word, he saith to the ruler of the synagogue, he saith unto this ruler of the synagogue. You remember Jairus? I want you to say it with me. Those red words right there. You got a red letter? All right. Be not afraid. Only believe. Be not afraid. Oh, sweet Jesus. Help me preach this morning. Amen. I'm going to tell you, death, amen, brings fear. Amen. The Bible said Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, which is the fear of death. And here's a little 12-year-old girl. We had three girls. And I remember them 12-year-old age. Huh? And I remember, oh, what a joy it is to have a 12-year-old girl. Huh? Especially at church time. But can you imagine someone meeting you? You're going to stay with me, aren't you? Somebody meeting you on the road and saying, too late. They're gone. Huh? Are you listening to me? Can you imagine? That is the attitude of this world. Amen. Sister Myra, we get our hopes built up in this, in going to church and addressing Jesus and following our faith. And then we get up almost home where the Lord's going to lay his hands on our little girl, and they come and they meet us in the road. You might as well not pray no more. She's gone. Can you imagine? It don't say there what Jairus did, but can you imagine what he did? And the Lord just simply reached over and looked at him, looked at the big ruler of the synagogue, and said, don't be afraid.
Woo. Sweet Lamb of God. I feel that right there.
Don't be afraid. Only thing I ask of you is to believe. You mean that's it? That's all? That's all I got to do. That's all you want out of me? Amen. It's just believe. Don't be afraid. You want me to get my emotions intact? You want me not to have a final feeling about this? Let's have some hope about this. All I want you to do is believe. Just like you were doing, amen, when you come and found me. Just keep on believing. Woo! Somebody say amen. Oh, I wish I could preach to you. I have a good time. Now, I want you to not notice real quick now. I want you to notice how the strategy, Brother Robert, that he goes through. Here's what he says. Be not afraid, only believe. Now, watch what Jesus did. He has suffered no man to follow him. That means allow. He allowed nobody to follow him. I want you to watch this man's in charge. Why wouldn't he be in charge? He made everything. Huh? If you created everything, that gives you a little reason to be over everything. You know why he could say to the sea, amen, calm down. He made the sea. Hey, come on now. You know why he could say to the wind, be still now. Amen. He was the father of the wind. Huh? Jesus never panicked. Brother Bob, I'd like to have him along in my battles because there's never any fear, no panic in his eye. I might be wringing my hands, Brother Jeremy, and we don't know where how's going to turn out. But as long as he's in the company, he says, fear not, only believe. Could I tell my church, it ain't over yet. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. Listen what he did. He wouldn't let nobody. The house was just ahead. A dead girl laid in there. And he turns around and says, y'all stay here. I want just a few to come with me. And who did he pick? Peter, James, and John, the circle of friends. Amen. His inner circle. Are you listening? I want to tell you, wouldn't you like to have been in that number? But yeah, I would have. I wouldn't want to sit out there under the tree walking back and forth, wondering what's going on up there. Wonder what he's doing in there with that dead girl. Wonder how this is going to turn out. No, I want to go with him. Praise God. Amen. And they did. They went up and listen to what happened. Here's what he said. Read the red words with me again. Woo, I got to slow down here. Listen. And he cometh, the Bible said, he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus, and seeth the tumult. See that word, T-U-M-U-L-T? You know what that means? He said the tumult, confusion, anxiety. Huh? And he saw them that wept and wailed greatly. Amen. That's what you do when a little 12-year-old girl dies. Amen. They had no idea, amen, that this little girl was going to get up. Somebody say amen. Woo. I feel like that sometimes is the reaction of the church world. That don't think God moves anymore and don't think he's going to move in this situation. All we're left to do is tumult, amen, and weeping and wailing. Brother, church is more than that. Somebody say amen. Woo, come on now. Now listen to what Jesus said. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, those that were weeping and crying round about, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel's not dead, but sleepeth. Now, did he know something? Was she not dead? Had she just dozed off? Huh? No, she was dead. But in the Lord's vocabulary, it was only asleep. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've had some youngins that were hard to wake up on school day, but they woke up eventually. When they're sleeping, you can get them awake. I remember one time I was at a meeting, and I think it was Nathan that couldn't hardly get him up, and one of our preacher and friends poured water in your ear. You remember that? I never seen a guy get up so fast. And you know, they say the way you get up is the true spirit. He was not in a good spirit when he woke up. Huh? You can get them up, but now, Jesus said, they're only sleeping. I wish somebody would say amen. It's hard for us sometimes to balance our problems on God's scale. Isn't it? We can't reconcile sometimes, amen, our hurt and our anguish and our depression and our battles with what God's getting ready to do for us. Somebody say amen. Woo, come on now. I feel like preaching a little faith to you here. Amen. That's the only thing God asks out of King Mountain Church. Amen. Don't be afraid. Just believe. Amen. How many will believe with me here? Amen. This morning. Now notice what he does. I want you to get this. I'll be done before you know it. Listen to this right here. Verse 40. Y'all with me? Here's what the response of that crowd was. You ain't going to believe this. Look at that first. What'd they do? They laughed him to scorn. They laughed at Jesus. They thought it was comical, hysterical. They were just wailing and weeping. Now they're laughing. I don't believe their wailing was sincere. It was just what you do when, are you listening? They had no faith, and they still don't have no faith. They laughed God off. That'll never happen. Just leave him. He don't know what he's talking about. How many knows they did not know Jesus? They laughed at God. Somebody say amen. But here's what happens when you laugh at God. When he had put them all out. I love this. Y'all love this? When he had put them all out. I'm just going to tell you. My whole life's aspirations is for the Lord not to put me out. Huh? I don't want to laugh at the incredible things God has said. I want to believe. You say, but it's impossible. He can do the impossible. Woo! Somebody say amen! Y'all feel this yet? He put them out. I don't know how many it was. It was the ones that laughed and was full of unbelief. Said, don't trouble the master anymore. I don't know who you're hanging around with that is always negative and does not give you advice according to the word of God and tells you might as well give up. That sounds like the devil to me. Now listen, the Bible said when he had put them all out, now get this, I love this. He taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him. You remember who that was? He entereth in where the little girl was laid. And he took the damsel by the hand and he said to her, this is kind of a Arabic. Talitha Kuma. Arabic. It's interpreted, those words. Talitha Kuma. Is interpreted here in the King James. Damsel. I say unto thee, arise. One interpretation of that, Brother Jeff, I don't remember this morning, last night, or sometime I was reading, and it says it literally that Arabic phrase means, little girl, get up. Oh, God, have mercy. You know anybody, Brother Gordy, you'd like to see get up? Huh? I loved it for the master to say those Arabic words to her, little girl, get up. Wow! I'll tell you what, amen, he called Lazarus to get up, and he got up. 4 days he'd been dead. Y'all believe this? I believe this. Praise God. I'll tell you what, this world is not our home. I don't know how many times the dead's been raised. Amen, Christ raised several people from the dead. Amen. As I've heard many preachers say it, I've said it myself. Amen. The Lord never went to a funeral that just ended up being a funeral, because he never preached a funeral. He always raised, Amen. The body up. Praise God. Are you listening to me? I know this. It's not God's plan for every preacher to raise the corpse up at the funeral. Amen. But Jesus did. And you know what it was? It was only earnest of the Spirit. Amen. Showing us he had the power of the resurrection. I wish somebody say amen. He raised this little girl up. Now, I don't mean, now listen, I'm just what I am, who I am. And of course, I preach my heart. Amen. But I've got some loved ones. Amen. That listen, I know circumstances said to me, amen, they're dead. Amen. They'll never rise. But I've got a Savior that says, fear not, only believe. Somebody say amen. And I believe he can speak and say, little girl, amen, get up. Woo! Somebody say amen. Right? Sister Jen was, and I don't know, I'm not been to the churches there all your life, but a lot of sinners come to that church. They did this week. And there were so many situations. I didn't know anybody, any of them. But I could tell by the reaction of the crowd that some of them were people had been there before and backslid and got in a mess. And some little girl that did the little young woman that come the last night. Did you know? Was she? Hi. So she had been to that church too, and she came up dressed terrible. You know, as far as that goes, I'm not being critical of her, but she just had a little pair of short shorts on and just really modest to fall down at the altar. I just turned my head and prayed with all my heart. Somebody say amen. I'm going to tell you, we might look at that little girl, and God help us, I was tempted to say, she's dead. Amen. And just start wailing. Amen. But the Lord was in that house. Are you listening to me? Amen. I wish I could preach to you. I don't know how. I know one thing. She prayed for about a half an hour, I guess, if I'm not overestimating it. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And she, one old boy that night I preached about, living today like there's no tomorrow. I believe that was the night. An old boy was sitting in the back. Both ears and tats all over him. And I was standing in the aisle. He was sitting on the back street, sitting up like a poker, staring at me. And I said, would you like to come and get acquainted with Jesus? And I read his lips. He looked over at the guy I was sitting next to him, and he said, I think I'll do that. Amen. And here he came down the aisle. He didn't know how to pray, really. Didn't understand, really, what was going on. His life was steeped, amen, in sin. But I want this culture and the church world to know, amen, they may be dead to you, but they're only sleeping to Jesus. I wish somebody say amen. And all he's got to do is say, little girl, get up. Woo! Amen. And she'll get up. Amen. Am I right? Would you read the rest of that for me, Brother Stephen? I'll be done. Read it. Now, hold it. Do you remember that word, how when we started in Mark way back, how that word straightway is used so many times in Mark? How many remembers that? Huh? Immediately or straightway? And straightway, what? The little girl got up and walked. Now watch this. I'm almost done. Listen to what I love this about Jesus. Read this. She was 12 years old. They were astonished. Isn't it time we have a service that astonishes everybody? Oh, Lord, have mercy. I know we walk by faith, but wouldn't it be good to have a victory? Read on. Listen to this right here. Do you get that? I love this right here. I want you to listen. He's in charge here, Brother Jeremy. We're not in charge. You know, as a pastor, you got, you know, naturally he puts a leader in to, you know, get things going. But hey, I'm not in charge, really. He's in charge. And I like what he said. He suffered to, what was it? Tell no man. There's things that the Lord does, and it's in his divine providence, and he had a plan, and he knew what he was doing. And he said, don't spread this. And then he said this. Did y'all notice that last part? He commanded that the little girl be brought something to eat. 12-year-old. Let's think. Happy meal? How about a, what's that? Mine used to like that McDonald's with the caramel in it. What is that? Ice cream? Huh? Sundae? Yeah, like caramel sundae with a few peanuts. 12-year-old girl. Commanded. Told mom. Here's mom shouting on one foot, screaming and hollering, you know, swaying around. Hey, mom, get this little girl something to eat. You say, hey, what's that got to do with anything? Well, if she's going to live, she's going to have to eat. He brought her back to life, but it wasn't eternal health. She's going to have to eat. Isn't that practical? Huh? Isn't that practical? Jesus was practical in a sense, but we can't let our practicality outweigh our faith in the divine. Are you hearing me? But he was. Don't you love Jesus? Little things like that about him, sister, I do. Amen. I love that. I love the fact that he's just a man. What? Just a man? Not just a man. But I like the part that when he's man, he's a man. He knows us. He's a human. Somebody say amen. Is he God? Sure, he's God. But he took that human upon us. He can relate to us. Do you think Jesus could hear that little girl's stomach growling? Huh? Probably, Brother Jeremy. He knew how 12-year-olds were. They were hungry. She'd been on that bed, probably been sick to her stomach. Maybe had something, a disease in her. She's better now. You know, I'm almost done. But I know this affects, but I would just, here's two things I want to say before I get done. I like to have been there when she got up. And I like to have been there when she ate. Huh? She hadn't ate for all them days and thought she'd never eat again. I'd like to sit right there at the end of the table and watch her. I mean, slice a big old piece of watermelon, put a little salt on it, and just watch her dig in. Man, oh man. If you had a little girl that hadn't ate in a long time and you thought she was going to lose her forever and now she's digging into a bowl of dumplings, what would you do? Then if she didn't eat it all, you know, you could clean up the table, you know what I mean? And how many's looking forward to God answering some prayers for us? Let's stand. God, I love you for your patience this morning. The deliverance of this little girl. Boy, I appreciate that. Had 129 today and $1,536.34. Did the Lord touch you today? Did you feel his word? I'm going to work on something tonight. If we don't shout it out, I'm ready for a shout out if that's what the Lord wants. You know, just sweep us all over. It's been a long time. And after a while, I know you get to thinking, well, we forgot how to do this. You got to wait on the Lord, don't you? I remember that old boy down in South Florida. He got saved. He was a drug dealer. He got saved, and he was so happy, and he just shouted with everybody. He didn't have the Holy Ghost. He didn't know. He was just dancing, the old two-step. He had a Burger King cup full of water, and he was wringing wet with sweat, and he was just shouting. They'd get to dancing in the spirit, and, boy, he'd just dance with them. I look over at the pastor, and the pastor would shrug. I said, let him go. He's a happy man. Some people don't know what they're shouting about, but I tell you what, we know, don't we? We've been redeemed, haven't we? Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for Jesus. I hear you say to us, Lord, fear not, only believe. Oh, God, help us be on the inner circle. We want to see this little girl get up. We want to see our loved ones rise. We want to see those that are sick on their sick bed get up in the name of Jesus. Father, help us believe you. Help us not to laugh at God's word and God's plan and promise. Help us to be sincere. God, help us to not give up on God, but let him do his perfect work. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen.